Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty, how you doing today?
In 0TR.
Not bad for it being a rainy day, and I'm out here at the grocery store. And I'm leaving the Publix, got my groceries, and now headed home. Oh, there's a nice porch sitting here in the next handicap spot over from me. And let's see. Yeah, he's got a Porsche M-A-T-A-N-S, a Macon S, go figure.
There's an old boy that's a greeter over at Sam's Club there, and he has a real brightly colored one, and I talked to him about it. He's a colored gentleman, and he said he's got two of them, Porsche Cayenne, I think.
Sporty thing, more the sporty thing. Of course, this one looks kind of sporty, too. Let me turn the radio down, this other radio down. Can't make up his mind whether it wants to rain or stop raining or what. When I left the house, I'd already had an inch and a half of rain in my rain gauge, Tom.
About 1.26 inches, and I had a bad night sleeping, so I was up there for a couple hours, and it rained from about midnight on.
It's raining a little before midnight around over my area. It started raining around 11 o'clock at my house, so, yeah, it did some heavy rain. Of course, I didn't go to bed till 2 o'clock. I was up reading and things like that, so I was 2 o'clock getting to bed this morning, and then woke up at 7. So sometime this afternoon, I'm going to take me a nap and see if I can do that. Anyway, well, you got to watch this weather, you know. It's affecting all of us, Tom.
We get a clear day tomorrow, and then two more days of rain from what I saw this morning.
In the morning one, I was up before 7:30. I just woke up and couldn't go back to sleep. Wasn't feeling, my wrist was bothering me a little bit and everything, so. Anyway, yeah, and I just didn't feel like turning on anything. I fixed me a late breakfast, some toast and jelly and a cup of coffee. And then after I got dressed, I made my way out to the grocery store, and now I'm headed back to the house. And still got one more trip out today to choir rehearsal tonight. Be there by 7 o'clock.
Well, I don't know. I don't think we're going out for anything. We had egg and toast. Really good, and we never ate till about 10 o'clock, but not much else to do today. Did get the fertilizer out yesterday, and before that, we mowed the lawn the day before, so it ought to do pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And well, that just means you got the fertilizer out. That just means your grass is going to grow more, so you're going to have to mow it again. Never-ending cycle, Tom.
I believe you're quite correct on that. This is 0TR. I don't know how you stop that, but the yard looks pretty. Maurice, she cut the rose bushes down, and I brought the little cart up behind the lawnmower, and we loaded those up, and I took them down to the south end of the property and placed them there. Oh, and I picked up the game camera SD card, and about all there was in there was a raccoon and two squirrels this time. But it only been in there, it only had 9 pictures on it. But I enjoy looking at it.
Get me one of those one day and put it down on the edge of the property and see what's going on. See if anything's coming around at night. And yesterday morning I had that dog. I don't know where that hound dog is. It's a hound somewhere out there. And it was just a howling and barking its head off yesterday morning. Oh, and Dave got back over to my house yesterday. Got the programmable thermostat put up, so that works good. Cleaned out my around the coils on my condenser outside. That's working better. And he's got to make one more trip back, but because he forgot to bring the stuff he needed to hold my ducting back up to the floor where it's dropped down in the bathroom. So, it's just, as they say, one a week.
Make your condenser work more efficiently, cleaning it out. You just use a lot of electricity for nothing when those get dirty. So that's a real good thing. I've not had a programmable thermostat because we like it warm at night, and I turn it down during the day, and most people are just the opposite. But I get cold at night because that lung's attached to my rib cage, and I just can't take the cold at all. But I think he done you exactly right. And from what I'm told, he does a fine job, Rusty. Good choice. Well, I'm just sitting here watching the old Grit channel on TV, an old Western, and looking at the computer and seeing what all the crazies are doing. And I just haven't figured out what I'm going to do the rest of the day. Hi.
So I've got a program so the night temperature during heat, if it gets below 69, then the heat will come on. And if it gets above 76, then the air conditioning will come on. So anyway, cleaned out my filter and all that stuff. I did that the other day and vacuumed out the box where that goes in. And got to see if I can get me just some regular filters to go in there instead of one of these. This is one of those replaceable ones you can wash off and put back in and everything. So I'm going to have to look around. It takes a 20-inch square filter, so I'll have to look and see what Home Depot's got. I haven't been there today. Didn't feel like going that way. So, anyway, it's not quite raining as hard as it was when I got to the grocery store a while ago. W2T Mobile.
N0TR. Well, you have a Sam's Club. That's where we get our 2020x1s, and they're really a good filter. I think they're about rated 1,500. But, and they throw them on sale once in a while. We didn't really need them that bad the other day, but I think it was Costco had them on sale, wasn't it? And so we picked them up there. And you got to watch. Sometimes there will be three in a package, and then other times four. Is that right, Bernice?
Yeah.
And it's a good place to buy them. And they're really high-quality 3M filter, Rusty.
I hadn't thought about looking there. I know they carry filters at Lowe's, so. And they're all up there to get. One's on one side of the interstate, and the other one's on the other side of the interstate. So I can go by one place, and if I don't find what I want there, go by Sam's first. Then if I don't find what I want there, I can go on the other side of the interstate and go to Lowe's and see what they've got and everything. But I'm good to go right now, so I'll get to that here in a day or two or something. Had to put a new windshield wiper blade on the front window because it was leaving all kinds of streaks on the return. So I figured that I don't know that they had put a new one on when I bought the car, but I thought I'd get one. It takes a 26-inch blade for one and a 10-inch for the other. Go figure.
Weird ones out there. Now, it's funny, you know, you can usually pull the wiper up and then toggle it out and hold it back away from the car. Well, on this Avalon, one side you can do that, but the other side it hits the hood if you try to do that. So you just got to stand there and hold it while you clean the windshield. Engineers, Rusty, engineers.
Well, you know they got to change something to keep their job, W4NGU.
Driver's side is a 26-inch, and like I said, the one on the other side is a 12-inch. It's either a 10 or 12-inch on the other side. It's a little bitty short one, but The big one sure takes care of the where it's supposed to be. And when he put this one on, it's one of these that when he's holding the windshield wiper off the window, the thing sits there and curves in a big old floppy curve until he lays it back down and straightens it up, and then it works real good. And I'm going to say 7.3s for right now because I'm about ready to pull back in the yard, and I got to take these groceries inside. And I can leave the sodas in the car for right now, and I'll take them in later. And I'll... Anyway, we'll catch up to you shortly. I'll be on the radio in the house in a little while. N0PR, W2T, 7.3s for now.
73's Rusty. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, I think we double for a little bit, but W4NGU.
There. Yeah, you did just a little bit, but I heard you over that, and I recognize your voice, Phil. Something about the engineers. I had to wrestle with them for years on maintenance. Sometimes you wonder what they were thinking, where they placed things, you know. Oh, how's Mr. Phil doing this morning?
What I had said was, you know, they got to change something to keep their job. And a lot of times when they change it, it's not as good or as hefty, and doesn't work out too good. I bought one of those little 6-inch augers. I mean, it cuts a 6-inch hole in the ground from Harbor Freight. And I've already dug two or three little trial holes before I do what I need to do with it. But on the side of the box, it says clearly a great big circle. You know, two-cycle engine, 50-to-1 mixture. No problem. That's what my weed eater and pole saw and all that stuff, you know, that's nothing new. But then the manual says 25-to-1, so which do you use?
If it smokes a whole lot, well, you could cut it back. But if you use the other one that burns it up, you kind of struck out.
One would be a lot more oil, so it would be the one that would smoke. But I called him this morning, and I said, what's going on? And he said, good grief. So I'm going to use 50-to-1 and a little stabilizer, although I think I'll just be completely emptying the tank on my pole saw and this auger when I'm not using it, and just stabilizer won't be a factor.
Put one of those 2 ounce things of two cycle oil to the gallon, I think, Phil.
I saw some yesterday that says 2.5 ounce makes 50-to-1, so that's what I'm gonna do and just let it go.
It'll go all right. There may be 2.5 ounces in those little bottles. I don't really know, but I usually just pick it up down at Lowe's or wherever I'm at. I don't think it matters a whole lot, but I put that life extender stuff in there for the gasoline in my winter gasoline that's out in the tin barn. I think it's a good investment. I think an ounce will do 2.5 gallons.
Into that stuff, I bought Stabil yesterday just because I knew the name. And of course, non-ethanol, I mean, what I mean to say, no ethanol in all my mowers and all that stuff. I learned that a long time ago.
Just been running regular in mine lately with the ethanol, but before that, I always ran the non-ethanol, and they was out down here at Willis's for a while, and I just got out of the habit of it, but glad you reminded me. That's a good idea. And, yeah, that Stabil's what I use. I'll buy a big old bottle of it. It lasts a long time, that red stuff. But, boy, the price of non-ethanol really skyrocketed. Transmission. think you might have knocked your radio off frequency or something.
In a shadow. But anyhow, let me run in here, and good to hear you. I just wanted to say hello. And I was up a little bit last night, too. I don't know, something's tearing up my stomach lately. I think it's a new medication they put me on for something, and it's supposed to upset your stomach, and it didn't for a long time, but something is starting to, so maybe it's kicking in.
On a urinary tract infection medicine now for almost a week. I think I got 3 pills left, and I got to check it again. I hope it's gone. And before that, I had a viral infection. It started with a fever blister, and boy, it got out of control. So I'm over that, and I hope I'm over this other one. So before you go, how do you think the elections turned out last night?
Cool. I didn't know how long she would stay in, but she's gone. I'm surprised. Of course, the liberals up there in Vermont gave her a few points in there. But sounds like it's going to be the same matchup.
Democratic and 90% in Washington, D.C., so that's not unexpected. I had to laugh. I seen where California passed a law this morning, several of them, but one of them was if you was on welfare, before you get your check, yeah, you got to be checked for drugs, and if you're on drugs, you don't get a welfare check. Duh. These politicians, they walk among us. Oh, well. Well, yeah, I was pretty happy too, Phil, and I don't know what's going to happen or if he's going to get there, but I wish him well. Take care, Phil. Great to hear you this morning. W4NGU and 0TR73.
Talk soon, W4. Never give up. Clear.